This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, January 6th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's the 17th day of winter. As of December 22nd, our daylight time started to grow. By mid-January, the increase will be about 2 minutes each day. Today is the first of 52 Saturdays in 2024. The first Saturday of each month, today included, is National Play Outside Day, and it's not exclusively for children. It's an opportunity to stretch our legs, explore the great outdoors, and leave our computers and responsibilities at home and take a breath of fresh air. It may be an effort for us to dress for the January winter weather, but getting out can change our perspective. It can energize us and motivate us. Even a brief walk has health benefits and may create social activity that being shut in just doesn't offer us. Perhaps we can bump into a neighbor or friend or a stranger and have a conversation or share a pleasant moment. We can embrace Play Outside Day by taking up a Canadian winter activity or just take that short walk. New Year resolutions are made in this first week of January. If fitness or being more social was one of the resolutions we made, today is the perfect day to dress warmly, step out, lock the door behind us, and play at something outdoors. Since repetition of an activity has been shown to create a habit, the first Play Outside Day today can extend to a regular monthly activity on the first Saturday of each month, or become something we do more frequently. We may have made our resolutions and be one of the 7% who'll succeed in living up to our word and make each goal we set a reality. However, by next Friday, known as Quitter's Day, a good many of us will have given up and abandoned our well-intentioned goals. But it's not time to despair. It's a leap year, and we've got extra time. Time to leave our past behind and take our lessons learned forward, and time to make an effort to make our life the way we wish it to be. We don't know what's to come, but we can prepare ourselves to do the best we can with whatever life brings us. We are each millionaires with over 31 million seconds until we ring in 2025. And this being a leap year, we have a bonus day. Thursday, February 29th, an extra 86,400 seconds to enjoy, and enjoy it we can. Beyond stepping out to play today, we're also able to celebrate National Cuddle Up Day. Yes, January 6th wears several hats and offers us multiple opportunities to live our time to its fullest. Today, we can hug, caress, embrace, and hold one another close if we choose. If there isn't a person that we wish to hug, well, we can cuddle our pet, a stuffed toy, and even give ourselves a hug. When we do, we'll experience free health benefits. Our warm feelings will cause us to release oxytocin, which is known to reduce pain and stress and anxiety, and which will also help us reduce heart disease and lower our blood pressure and more. For those who aren't inclined to cuddle, don't worry. The same effects can be achieved with a good massage. The past few years, due to the pandemic, has deprived us of being able to hug one another and be close to one another. But today, January 6th, things are different. We have more latitude to get closer to one another. We can cuddle and hug with our loved ones. We can experience the positive effects of being with one another. We can enjoy the release of endorphins to lower the levels of cortisol. And we can give ourselves the opportunity to enjoy National Cuddle Up Day with much less stress in our life. Not everyone craves a hug from one another, but it's been shown that we can still benefit because we can hug ourselves. And when we appreciate who we are and love ourselves, we lower our stress and feel good about ourselves. So as we move forward in this new year, 2024, let's resolve to make the most of each day as it happens. Let's take the opportunity to celebrate and enjoy life and live our best. Author Vern McLennan says it well. What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year. So let's bring our hopes and dreams and make every day one we resolve to appreciate what we have and do the best we can with what we've got. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here today and is willing to help anyone wishing to stay on the resolution achiever list. Today, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine, the health coach. We'll speak with matchmaker Linda Miller, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, get financial planning and investment management advice from Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services, and learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor too. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services, joins us to give us financial planning and investment management advice. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Marilyn, and it's wonderful to be back here on the show with you again. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to learn from you, and I'm really excited about learning a lot this 2024. So what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought I'd follow up on something you mentioned in your intro, Marilyn, and you referenced oxytocin, and oxytocin is one of the happy chemicals that our bodies produce to reward behavior that has supported the survival of human beings. Oh, anyway, I'm not sure if you knew this, but I also have a minor degree in psychology. And what I thought I'd talk about, Marilyn, is one of the other happy chemicals. There's four. I think you mentioned a few of them. There's oxytocin, serotonin, which I'm going to talk about today, endorphins, and dopamine. So each one of those have a role in our financial behavior as well, and as it relates to New Year's Eve, or New Year's resolutions, whether it's New Year's Eve or hopefully longer, and why so many people aren't successful in keeping them is oftentimes they don't have one of the mechanisms in place that reward our behavior, which is an accountability structure in a coaching structure, an environment where you're trying to get something done, get over a hurdle. Often it's the coach that gets you there. Well, why is that? Well, our bodies produce a chemical called serotonin. And serotonin is produced when in the coach, player, teacher, student, employee, employer, parent-child relationships. And it's really important. Both sides get a boost of it when you have relationships where you're caring or being cared for. It's one of the reasons why we like going to a nice restaurant and being treated with the white glove service. Both the server and the served are also responding with a serotonin response. And it's the same thing with leadership. those leading and being led. It's two sides of the same coin. And as that relates to financial planning and investment management and what we do, is if your New Year's resolutions involve financial goals, often people fail with the behaviors because they don't have that reward mechanism in place that gives them the boost of serotonin, gives them the sense of responsibility to others, which again is a human instinct, a survival instinct. And we can get our brain neurology working for us if we just embrace the role of a coach. And so how do we really be a coach as financial planners and investment managers? Again, GlidePath is the investment manager specialist, and the financial planners are almost like the financial general practitioner or family doctor of finance. There's really three things that we do. I'll explain these and then leave the message for the audience to think about. The first is to align our clients' financial behavior with their most deeply held values and their most important goals. A lot of the work the financial planner does with the values discussion, which we discussed a week or two ago, is part of that, but it's also a coaching role. Secondly, is, the financial planner works with you to keep your entire financial house in order and keep it that way forever. So that's cash flow management, that's asset management, where we come in, that's debt management, and that's risk management and insurance. So your financial planner is that, you know, covering all side of what we call the balance sheet. And thirdly, is we provide a high level of confidence financially in any of those four areas to help you with your decision making. And when you tie decision making in with the actions that you need to do and can get those done knowing that you're accountable to somebody else and you don't want to let them down, that's where the real magic of coaching happens. And I wanted to leave everybody with that concept today. And if you feel that you need a coach, which, what was the number, Marilyn, 93% of people fail on their New Year's resolutions, well, they probably aren't accepting the natural inclination and need for to be accountable and have a responsibility structure with somebody else who's going to help you get the things done that you need to get done to achieve your financial goals and experience what, you know, your money and planning can do for you with just a little bit of help.
Well, I didn't know that you had a psychology background. It's good to know about serotonin. And I think it's important for all of us to know that when we're answerable for our behavior, when we have someone who keeps all the balls in the air and doesn't let us drop one, we can get to our goals and we're not likely to stop because everything's flowing and moving. You have financial planners who will sit with people and really get personal, I'll say, so that they know exactly what someone needs and what direction to point them at. If someone wants to talk to you about moving forward in 2024, gain an understanding of what financial planning and investment management can do for them and help them go forward in the year, how do we reach you?
Thank you, Marilyn. You can reach me directly anytime at 647-499-6561, extension 101. If you get my voicemail, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can email me at zoomer@myglidepath.com, or our website is myglidepath.com.
So we can be happier, we can feel secure, we can get that serotonin we need because we have a coach in our corner. Anyone listening who wants to make their money last, who has any concern about financial planning, here's an opportunity to talk to someone who knows about it, get the information you need, and be empowered to make an informed decision and have a coach in your corner. Remember the name, GlidePath Portfolio Services, Ron Fox, and the phone number, 647-499-6561, extension 101. I'll repeat that, 647-499-6561, extension 101. Ron, thank you for sharing your psychology background and putting a different perspective on our financial planning. And I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure. And thanks again for having me on the show.
Our pleasure having you, and look forward to talking again.
Me too.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So happy new year. Beginning of the year, I wanted to talk a little bit about mental health issues and our gut health. So recent years have seen a growing awareness of mental health issues, and thankfully there's more open conversation about addressing many of the psychological challenges that certainly many of my patients face. But there's a lot of new research looking at the connection between gut health and mental health. So when we think about the gut-brain axis, or the relationship between the gut and the brain, we have to think about something called the vagus nerve. So the gut contains about 500 neurons and all sending messages to our brain via the nervous system. And one of the largest connections within the nervous system is something called the vagus nerve. And it sends a two-way message between the brain and the digestive system. And the vagus nerve is part of something called the enteric nervous system. And I know it's a lot of words, but the ENS, or the enteric nervous system, consists of something called the parasympathetic nervous system. That's our rest and digest response, and the sympathetic nervous system, and that kicks in when there's a threat or a crisis. So that's our fight or flight response. So when you've got an imbalance in these two, it can lead to both physical symptoms, which are triggered by psychological issues, things like stress. And many patients, for example, know this. They get IBS-type symptoms, gas and bloating, many symptoms when there's stress. And the vagus nerve helps that rest and digest side. So many of my patients, what I do is I train them to use specific techniques to help stimulate the vagus nerve, things like deep breathing, singing and humming and gargling. There's many different techniques we can use to stimulate the vagus nerve. But certainly one of the key things I focus on with patients is gut-friendly diet. And that includes things like omega-3 fatty acids, foods high in what are called polyphenols, and that even includes, for example, chocolate. So I know we might have been eating a lot of chocolate over the holidays, but chocolate actually helps because it has some of these polyphenols that help to enhance the growth of beneficial bacteria in inhibiting the growth of pathogens, as long as it's done in balance. So if patients have some questions, people have some questions they want to ask me about the vagus nerve, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their health and do it naturally is welcome to call Dr. Betty Rosendahl for a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Dr. Betty, thank you for that good information. We're starting the year off right, and we'll head in that direction throughout.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To enjoy every moment we live, we need to be able to hear the sounds of our life, inside and outside, close up and from a distance. To explain how we can hear our best everywhere, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. A happy and healthy new year to you and all the listeners. I wanted to share my first happy story of 2024 with you today. On the first work day of the new year, The first person who walked into the office was Tom. Tom lives on the east coast of Canada, and he was here visiting his father for the holidays. Tom had a major problem. His father, Brian, couldn't hear him, even with his hearing aid. The second issue for Tom was that his father was housebound, and he needed someone to come see Brian at home. His hearing aid was purchased several years ago from a local clinic, but they didn't provide house calls. And it just so happened that my schedule was open in the morning, and I was able to do a home visit for Brian. Tom planned to get Brian a new hearing aid entirely, but when I saw Brian's current hearing aid, it was still functioning well and had lots of room for adjustments. So I packed up all my mobile gear and made my way to Brian's apartment. When I got there, Brian was sitting in his chair watching the TV in silence. I introduced myself, but it was clear that Brian wasn't hearing much of anything. Brian said, "I can't hear much of anymore, and my left ear isn't hearing at all." So I had a look in his good ear, and with no surprise, his ear was full of earwax. So I proceeded to clean his ear, and that was done in a few minutes. That made his hearing slightly better, but not by much. Then I tested his good ear and then went on to readjust his hearing aid. Once that was done, Brian was hearing everything very well and became much more talkative. Both Tom and Brian were very happy with the results. Marilyn, I've been sharing happy stories like this for several years now, and at the risk of repeating myself, I will say this. Hearing aids are very helpful devices when they are set up and maintained properly. However, as was the case for Brian and for many others, his hearing aid wasn't set up or adjusted properly. This resulted in several years of not hearing well with the hearing aids that he had spent his hard-earned money on. Hearing aids should provide years of service when they are set up, adjusted, and maintained regularly. So, to all the listeners, if you feel like you or someone you know isn't hearing well enough, it might mean that you have a hearing loss. And if you are wearing hearing aids that perform more like earplugs, you deserve better. My team and I would love to meet you to discuss how much better we can help you hear this year.
Well, Edmund, anyone I've sent to you has gone, I guess, the extra bit to call me in to say thank you. And I think this story with Brian and Tom illustrate that you go that extra mile. You will do a home visit. You will save a hearing aid as opposed to sell a hearing aid if it's possible. You are just a wonderful human being, and I'm so glad that you're part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Thank you. And I really encourage anyone, it's the beginning of the year, it's a good time to get that hearing test and assess where you are, or get your hearing aids looked at and make sure that this year, 2024, is one that you hear all the soft messages and the screams and the traffic and everything you need to hear to enjoy life and live it well. Edmund, if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing or their hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Two locations to serve you, expert advice, and it isn't just about one brand of hearing aids. It's about every brand of hearing aid. The world is open. All you need to do is get the advice of our hearing instrument specialist, Edmund Ivazian. Edmund, the number, 416-754-4327. One call gets you started. It's the start of a new year. Make it a great year, one that you hear everything you want to hear. Thanks again, Edmund, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's a new year, 2024, and Cupid is ready to tell us what the future holds. Her name, Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I love coming back from the holidays. I love it because I love my job. I have the best job in the world, I think, sometimes. And also I love it because we're coming back to usually a lot of happy couples. So the interesting thing is we ran a special the last couple of weeks. I mentioned it on your show, and we did have a ton of people that took advantage of it and came on board. And what people would say to me, oh, you know, I don't know if I should join during the holidays. It's a really busy time. And I reminded people that usually you have one or two social obligations during Christmas or holiday period. And the rest of the time, you're kind of just off. You don't have a lot to do. So a lot of people have time to date. And it's a great excuse to get dolled up and put on some fancy clothes and go out. So we do have a lot of people that get matched up happily during the holidays. So I'm always coming back to new couples, and everybody's telling me, all the girls in the office are telling me about their new couples that they have. And it's really exciting and always a great time of the year for me.
So basically, your sale worked. And there are people who were alone in 2023 who are now together in 2024, right at the beginning of the year. So you'll have to share happy stories as this thing goes forward.
Mm-hmm, I will.
And if someone wants to talk to you about matchmaking, about being ready to meet someone new, but really not sure if this is the way to go, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 416-777-6302. We have a website, mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there. You can follow us on Instagram as well. I do all sorts of videos on dating and relationships. You can sign up on our website for a free consultation. There's a place to book a consultation, and I'd be happy to do a one-hour consultation for free. It doesn't cost or obligate you, but it will give you a better idea of how the service works, and it allows me to make sure that I have lots of people that meet your criteria that I can match you with. So it's a great first step.
Well, first steps at the beginning of 2024 are ideal because you have a whole year to explore and find that right person. If you want the help of Cupid, she'll be in your corner. All you have to do is call and ask your questions and sort things out and find out if matchmaking and the help of Cupid will work for you. The number, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Misty River Introductions and Cupid, Linda Miller. Linda, thanks, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown, and happy 2024.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun to be here. And for today, I have only one message. You know, we often look at the top 10 things to be doing in 2024 or the top 10 resolutions, but I just have one, and I think it is very important. I think it's really important for everybody, but particularly women, to learn how to say no. We often get asked to do something. We may feel it's too much. We may not be happy about the task. We may feel overloaded and stressed. And sometimes we say things like, I'll think about it, or let me get back to you. But I want to suggest that we have to learn how to say no. We can say it politely, but with confidence, standing tall, making good eye contact, keeping calm, and saying, no, thank you for thinking of me, but it just doesn't work. And by saying no very clearly to something, whatever that something is that's overloading us, what we're really doing is we're saying yes to something else. Yes to more family time. Yes to more self time. Yes to exercise. Yes to just being a little more free and finishing whatever tasks we've already started. So I think we have to learn to say no. And by learning how to say no, we'll really be learning how to say yes.
Well, you gave us a toast to the year. If we say no, we're making good decisions and we're pacing ourselves so that we're saying yes to a good life, one filled with joy, with happiness, and with fulfillment. And that's what your book is all about. It's about empowering people so they make informed decisions and take charge of their health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, on Dr. Vivian Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com. And I have signed copies if you wish to order one as a special gift, 416-504-6777 is my number. You can't go wrong when you look after yourself and when you make informed decisions. And Dr. Vivian Brown's book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a great guide for anyone who wishes to do that. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for helping us start off the new year with learning how to say no. It's great advice, and I'm going to follow it.
Thank you, Marilyn, and best wishes.
And to you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, to start our year off right, we're going to get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share with your listeners some of what sets us apart in the vast sea of realtors in Toronto. As a downsizing specialist, I have additional training to assist my clients with the unique challenges they face when leaving a longtime family home. I work as a consultant many months before it's actually time to list the home for sale, sharing my experience and expertise in all things real estate with my clients to empower them to make the best decisions for their health, wealth, and lifestyle goals. Education has always been a primary pillar of our business. Our workshops in the community, speaking engagements with seniors groups, and free downloadable booklets all foster better informed homeowners who can make smart selling decisions when the timing is right for them. Starting this Wednesday, we will be offering some of our most popular workshops online via Zoom. We hope to help many more Zoomers with the challenges they face when contemplating downsizing. This Wednesday, January 10th at 2 p.m., I invite listeners to join me in our perennial favorite webinar, The Decluttering Battle Plan. I'll take you through the high cost of clutter, help you overcome the obstacles to getting started, and provide you with a straightforward five-step strategy for conquering clutter once and for all. The Decluttering Battle Plan has a follow-up program called the 30-Day Decluttering Challenge, which I highlighted last week. It gives you a daily task and tip, along with motivational quotes to help provide you inspiration to go along with your perspiration while putting your house in order. The following week, on Wednesday, January 17th at 2 p.m., our Zoom meeting will be a totally unique offering, a virtual condo tour of Richmond Hill and Thornhill. I will show you 8 condos currently for sale in these neighborhoods that will range in size, price, and amenities to demonstrate the wide variety of options available in the condo market today. No, they are not all tiny boxes in the sky, and I will show you why condos are a convenient, safe, and affordable age-in-place solution for seniors. You'll receive a digital copy of our follow-up booklet, Condo Considerations, just for registering. Join us Wednesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. for Best Renos for ROI, a workshop designed to answer the question I hear from downsizers all the time. What improvements should I make to my home before selling to increase its resale value? Before you lift a hammer or pay someone else to, you need to attend this webinar. I'll share with you a buyer's eye view on what they're looking for so that you can know what to spend your renovation dollars on and, more importantly, what you shouldn't. Again, it comes with a workbook filled with ideas, budgeting information, and other handy resources. And the final Wednesday of January, the 31st at 2 p.m., I'll be sharing a brand new workshop that answers the objections of downsizers who just can't see themselves ever moving to a condo. It's called Downsizing Property Options, Not Just Condos. I'm going to share how downsizing can net your retirement savings, or as I like to call it, your freedom fund, an average of between $300,000 and over $800,000, depending on the property option you choose. We'll look beyond condo apartments to examining downsizing options that I guarantee you haven't considered before. Each of these webinars is an hour long, has accompanying resource material, and is absolutely free of charge or obligation. You can sign up at smartrealtysolution.com and we'll confirm the Zoom link via email. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us each week for Webinar Wednesday at smartrealtysolution.com.
Well, Sharon, usually realtors say sign on the dotted line. That's what they want. They want the listing and then offers and they'll sell. But you go beyond that. I've spoken to you before you ever became part of the From a Woman's Perspective team, and you shared stories how some people took 2 years to get their homes decluttered and looked around for the right options and answers for themselves, and you walked them through it, and eventually they sold their home and moved where they were so happy to be. These Webinar Wednesdays sound like a great idea. It's priceless information. It definitely is in the format of putting our house in order and help us make informed decisions. So thank you for doing that, and thanks for being part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. If someone wants to talk to you in advance of signing up for these webinars, or maybe just to get information about your smart real estate solutions, how do we reach you?
Well, the fastest and easiest way is always to reach me directly by telephone, 416-460-5636.
Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions. You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who has the experience, the knowledge, and the desire to help people one by one. 416-460-5636. And definitely consider taking these Wednesday webinars. They're free, they've got lots of information, and you can't go wrong because the guide is Sharon Parenteau. Thank you very much, Sharon. I look forward to hearing how things go week to week.
Thank you too, Marilyn. I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal. But painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. It's National Play Outside Day and National Cuddle Up Day. The cold winter weather versus warm cuddling, perhaps soft music and a good book in front of a fire. As we know, both activities bring positive health benefits, and it's easy to opt out if we aren't comfortable. As Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, I encourage anyone listening to review your winter gear. If you haven't already done so, enter your closet. Let's go from the bottom up. We all need a solid boot made for walking, one with treads for slippery, icy surfaces, waterproofed for slush, insulated for warmth. dependable, and with no if-onlys. Definitely, they need to be comfortable and light enough to let us walk and enjoy a bounce in our step if we wish to. If we choose another activity and we need skates, then we have to get the right ones. As for style, that's personal. We can express ourselves however we choose for any of our winter outings. Comfort and function must always merge with personal style. So yes, you can add a dash of color, or you can do ankle length or knee length or thigh length boots. That's totally up to you. But all the other criteria are important. Our clothes must be the same. We each have an inner thermostat. So for those who shiver easily, insulated underclothing, layers as many as necessary, and a windproof, water-resistant hooded jacket or coat, a length is a matter of choice. Useful accessories? Well, once we get to our neck, a scarf, a hat or earmuffs, and definitely gloves or mitts. Each of us can pull together a functional, practical, and attractive look for our winter activities. And when we do, we're prepared to play outside rather than to look outside. When it comes to cuddle-up day, it's great to have cozy loungewear that's so comfortable we don't know we're wearing it. So let's not abandon inside or outside activities in winter. Let's get and be prepared and enjoy living our life here in a Canadian winter. I welcome anyone listening who wishes my advice about dressing and personal style to call me. We can chat. I love to do that. I'll be Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. My direct number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and we'll learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. New Year's resolutions you can keep. January, it's the day you say more salads, less ice cream from now on. The day you vow to work out more and work out religiously. The day you promise to stop smoking for good this time and learn how to meditate, cook, floss properly, and eat more vegetables. And you mean it. You really do. But somewhere between New Year's Day and spring, those vows get broken. Family and work obligations take over, and it's goodbye resolutions until next year. This year, try a trick that may seem counterintuitive. Downsize your expectations. That's right. Go for less and get more. You can't rebuild your body or redesign your health in a single leap. But if you take enough baby steps, you can make big strides towards a healthier, happier new year. Here's a little trick for you. While you brush your teeth, lift one leg. Count to 60. Repeat with the other leg. This little exercise not only improves your balance, essential for preventing falls as we age, but ensures you brush for the 2 minutes your dentist recommends for you. So to help you get started for your New Year's resolution, I'm offering you 1 week of my online group training complimentary. Just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com, to register.
A free week with Christine as your health coach. It'll get you motivated and started. And with a coach, you're likely to succeed in keeping your resolutions. The phone number again, Christine?
416-809-4084.
A free complimentary week, a way to get started and to continue on and keep your New Year resolution. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and I believe he's got a happy story. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy New Year once again to all the listeners. As I mentioned, over the past couple radio segments, now is the perfect time to start planning for a renovation, even if you don't see it happening for several months down the road. As contractors, our schedules start to fill up rather quickly, and it's important to get ahead of the pack when there is time to look around and plan to find all the right finishes you are looking for, so you can be prepared when the time comes to renovate. Speaking of renovations, we completed one right before the new year. I met my client Rosa about 5 years ago. The plan was to always renovate her shower, but in small stages, as when we first met, Rosa wasn't quite ready for a bathroom renovation. So we started with installing a couple grab bars in the shower to keep Rosa safe. That worked for about 2 years, and then it was becoming difficult to get her legs over the high bathtub, so we took the quick and easy route of cutting out a section of the bathtub and installing a bathtub insert. Now for Rosa, instead of taking a giant 17-inch step into the bathtub, we were able to reduce that step to 6 inches. Now Rosa had an easier time stepping into the tub while holding onto the grab bars. Amazingly, a bathtub cutout can be done in about 3 to 4 hours' time, so it's instant gratification. 2 years after that, it was finally time to renovate the shower. This started because Rosa was having difficulty even with just a 6-inch step into the tub with the grab bars. It just didn't feel safe anymore, and she was worried about having a slip and fall. The solution, you ask? That was to remove the bathtub completely and install a barrier-free walk-in shower, which means there would be no step entering the showering area. In a matter of just 1 week, we were able to convert her bathtub to a no-step walk-in shower, and I'd like to add, done properly, because lowering a shower floor for no step requires skill and experience, and not all contractors know how to do that safely and properly. We delivered on everything Rosa desired, which was a two-function shower valve allowing for a rain head and a shower wand, a built-in shower box for all of her shampoo and soap, and a fold-up bench that was attached to the wall to save space in the shower. Rosa was thrilled that we kept to our word of a one-week turnaround and that the job was done with care and cleanliness. She can now shower without any worry of tripping over a curb for many years to come.
So basically you're saying planning in advance can be, and we're doing a reno for accessibility, can be done in stages and not necessarily as one huge job. That's a great illustration. Hello, Rosa, if you're listening, and congratulations, Daniel, on making Rosa happy. If someone listening wants to learn more about making their home, let's call it a forever home, and adding accessibility and beauty to their home, how do we reach you?
You can reach me directly at
647-206-6409. And before I let you run away, tell us about the total home safety check.
For sure. So I actually like to call this the roadmap to your future. If you're looking to renovate any area of your home, whether it be a bathroom, a kitchen, a basement, or a deck or ramp outside, we have you covered. It's a comprehensive assessment, which comes with a written report on what we assess and some general pricing, so you know how much things will cost. This assessment only costs $89.95, Marilyn.
I've heard people advertise it for $1,000. No, and that's not a joke, Daniel. So $89.95 seems quite reasonable. But a show special?
Absolutely. To start off the new year, I'd like to give the assessment away for free for the first 3 callers this week.
So simply call 647-206-6409, speak to Daniel, and have a free roadmap for the future so you can live in your home for as long as you wish. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
It's never too late to make a fresh start. Each moment we have, each breath we take, provides an opportunity for us to resolve to make the life we want, the one that makes us feel happy and fulfilled. John Bon Jovi sang, "It's now or never, I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life." We each are here now and can resolve to live our best while we have a life to live. Let's open our doors and step outside to enjoy life and experience the great Canadian outdoors. Especially today, National Play Outside Day, we can benefit from a change of scenery when we step away from the walls that surround us and shut us in. Let's make the first Saturday of each month, today, the Play Outside Day, a day that we give ourselves the time to liberate our inner child and play outside. We'll reap the benefits of exercise and also have ways of meeting others and stay more engaged in life. Also, we can take the lessons that National Cuddle Up Day offers us. Let's be willing to move ourselves out of the isolation mode that winter hibernation and the pandemic has brought. Let's not give up on hugging others and ourselves. Let's fight loneliness and find ways to touch one another, even if it has to be with a virtual hug. It's important we engage in life. Believe it or not, touching, hugging, love, and caring for one another has been shown to add years to our life because they affect our body's immune response. We can establish a comfort zone to safely hug and embrace one another in. Of course, we must stay home when we're unwell. Let's wear a mask in big crowds. Do keep updated with our protective immunizations. Also, let's give a hug and embrace and cuddle and snuggle and make ourselves and others feel loved and appreciated when we feel like it and it is safe. The human touch brings us together, helps us bond with one another. It's very important. While we live, we need to realize we only have a limited number of tomorrows, so we need to live each moment as best we can. Let's enjoy Play Outside Day today and the first Saturday of each month. And let's definitely open our arms to those we care for and hug and cuddle them. After all, today is National Cuddle Up Day. Let's make this an everyday count. We don't have to do it alone. We can play together, hug others, and when we need help to deal with our life, please know that the From a Woman's Perspectives team is here to share their advice, experience, and knowledge. Our contact information is simple to find. Just log on to marilyns.ca, that's marilyns.ca. Look under On Radio, Sponsor Expert List, and the contact information is there. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. It's almost 9 a.m., so it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, Kelly, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for joining us this hour. And thank you for staying in touch as well. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. Today, let's play a little outside, and let's make ourselves feel good by hugging a bit too. After all, it is National Cuddle Up Day, and it'll benefit our health. Bye for now. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk again soon here on Zoomer Radio.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.